Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
John Harbaugh, that was a couple of days ago, meeting with the media at a one winning drive. And the question there was, among many, the amount of levels said here, the offense of the New England Patriots and the problems that they could possibly present on Sunday night. And you heard John Harbaugh say, hey, we're excited about it. National TV got flexed to that spot of the schedule, but it's national TV nonetheless, so everyone's excited, and, you know, the Ravens went out, they go to the playoffs. It's as simple as that. They lose to New England, then they're up against it in a big, big way. Pittsburgh still has work to do themselves. We'll get into all of these crazy playoff scenarios. But he was talking about the big plays that New England can bring to the equation offensively. Drake May right now is an MVP candidate. The top three guys are Stafford, May, and probably now Josh Allen heading into the final 3 weeks of the season. And Drake May's a guy that, you know, doesn't really turn it over much, been sacked a ton. We were talking about it yesterday, Vinny. Mm-hmm. So he's been sacked 43 times. I was stunned to see that. I mean, that's more than Lamar. That's more than the Ravens quarterbacks combined. And we see them running for their life. But he also mentioned Trayvon Henderson, the rookie running back out of Ohio State, who had a big day against Buffalo last week in a game in which New England blew the lead and a chance to win the division. But they do bring some interesting pieces to the equation. Stephon Diggs, let's not discount him. Mm-hmm. Hunter Henry's a red zone threat for them. So New England's coming in here with some offensive potential, including maybe the offensive rookie of the year and maybe the league's most valuable player.
Yeah. I tell you what, Bob, when you look at them and you talk about big plays, 20-plus plays, you know, plays over 20 yards, Henderson has 6 in the run game. Stevenson has 2, 3 in the pass game. Diggs has 9. Hunter Henry has 9. Butte has 10. Mac Collins has 6. Demaryius Douglas has 6. And Austin Hooper has 5. So, I mean, all their guys have had explosive plays. So, to the point that you're talking about, you know, they have big. And, Bob, but yak yards, they don't have. Like, Diggs has 248, which is pretty pedestrian. Hunter Henry has 272. Then it's 34, 103, 160, 79. So he throws them big plays is what he does.
Yeah, and he can extend plays too. He can run a little bit, and
yes,
he does
can.
All these great things, and we'll get into keys on Friday. We're going to break down the Ravens film. Vinny will anyway. The win against the Bengals will start the offense coming up at 10:30, but 43 sacks, I had, be honest with you, I didn't know that he has been under that level of duress. And Buffalo was getting at him on Sunday as well as the comeback mounted.
Yeah, Bob, I mean, I watched a little film this morning, And remember when Will Campbell, they drafted him fourth overall,
yep,
left
Nolan,
tackle
Nolan
from LSU.
Was talking about him yesterday.
Yep. And he's out, and they're Vidarian Lowe, number 59 is the left tackle. You know, and anytime you're playing a backup tackle, it's not great. And their right tackle, Morgan Moses, is the right tackle.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Is he part in the Red Sea?
Yeah. So, I mean, their tackles, Bob, are not, you know, they're not great. They're not great. So, I mean, that they kind of got a bunch of backups other than their left guard. You know, Jared Wilson, he's a third-round pick. Otherwise, Garrett Bradbury came from the Vikings, you know, and Lowe came from the Vikings, too. So, I mean, the O-line, pass blocking-wise, Bob, not great, especially the two tackles.
But they can run the ball effectively. Even Ramondre Stevenson, who missed time with injuries, which opened the door for Henderson.
Because yeah.
Early in the year, and we'll talk about this with Chad Graff from The Athletic at 12:30, covers the Patriots. Early in the year, it's like they're reluctant to give Henderson the ball. Then Stevenson got hurt, and all of a sudden he got it, and he had that, what, breakout against Tampa, I believe it was, where he just went bananas in that one and hasn't looked back since.
Yeah.
So they run the ball fine, but the pass protection, holy
yeah.
crap.
To me, just watching a little bit of it, and we'll get into it more tomorrow, the thing, they use a lot of two tight ends. Bob, remember the Patriots, you know, I mean, when Brady was playing, because it's the same offense with Josh McDaniels. They'll use a lot of two tight ends and stuff, you know, to help block. But what their offensive line does in the run game, they stay on their feet. And they put a body on a body. And they got those running backs, Bob, they run hard. They run downhill, and they run hard, and Henderson's fast as hell. You know, I mean, that's what they do. But the biggest thing is like the difference between them and the Ravens is, you know, the Ravens offensive linemen are on the ground a lot. They stay on their feet. And all, it's not like they knock people. They're just getting away. You know, and the running backs, boom, they're passed.
We heard John Harbaugh in the opening of the show here talking about Lamar getting more competent was the question. But John Harbaugh elaborated where we made big plays. Not a question of whether or not Lamar's competent. He's been running with more Lamar-like
yes.
finesse and effectiveness. And the one pick that he threw was a deflection off the hands of Zay Flowers here. But he mentioned the Ravens' big plays Sunday against Cincinnati, which have been lacking in this offense here yeah. for the last few weeks.
They had eight of them. Eight plays over 20 yards, Bob. And, you know, I mean, they were all big plays, whether it was run or whether it was pass plays. You know, Zay had a couple of them, you know, in the pass game. But the runs, you know, and to get a big play in the run stuff is, like on one of them, Bob, it's Derrick Henry making the safety miss. It's Keaton Mitchell outrunning the safety. You know, so it's like, you know, were things perfectly blocked? The one play, you know, the first play of the third quarter, we pitched it. That was extremely well blocked. And even Zay Flowers had a beautiful block on that one. But otherwise, Bob, it's a back making somebody miss. Because how many, if Derrick Henry doesn't make the safety miss, it's a 5-yard gain. But it ends up being, what, a 32-yard run or whatever it was. I mean, that's the key. The back's got to make, if they can make one guy miss or whatever in there, big play chances.
It's 58-81-05-7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob, Andy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw on the other side of the glass. We heard John Harbaugh finally as we wrap up the opening segment talking about Draymond Jones and the impact that he has had on the defense. And, you know, five quarterback hits, didn't get a sack, but he was causing mayhem
yep.
in the backfield there for the Cincinnati Bengals. And Draymond Jones is a guy, in my opinion, and I know he was on a hot streak coming in from Tennessee, but I think he has far exceeded expectations for a defense. He might not be putting up major sack numbers like Owe is, by the way, in
yeah.
L.A. with the Chargers, which we'll get to during the Heroes, but he's disruptive. And they were lacking disruption, and that was including Owe
yeah.
when he was here.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, Bob, for the way the Ravens play, Draymond Jones is a lot better player than Oweh was for the Ravens. Now, for the Chargers, you know, I haven't even watched him, so, but he's got 7 sacks. So he's doing good for them. But if he was still with the Ravens, would he have more than 2 sacks? Probably not.
He had 0 when he left.
Right, right. But Draymond is getting to the quarterback. And the biggest thing is, especially this pass game, was they got there with 4. They got pressure a lot of times with just 4, you know, and they didn't play man coverage. They were playing soft zone and stuff. So that was big.
Now, something we talked about yesterday on the show as you were off to Atlanta. We'll talk about that as the program progresses. Nolan and I were talking about the loss of Teddy Buchanan. And Nolan, you think this is a loss that cannot be kind of swept under the rug in a big scheme of NFL knee injuries. Patrick Mahomes, Micah Parsons dominate the headlines, but Teddy Buchanan's an all-rookie team-level guy,
yeah.
And losing him now creates an issue, I would think, and we want Trenton Simpson to do well, but Nolan, you think this one's going to be a bigger deal than maybe the national media portrays it to be?
Well, it's twofold. One, Trenton Simpson, we've seen it, right? We've seen it for multiple years now. He's not going to magically turn into a different player. Maybe with a full opportunity, maybe that helps a little bit. But like I mentioned yesterday, this isn't the first time this year that he's been asked to play a starter share of reps. When Roquan was injured earlier, both Buchanan and Simpson were playing pretty much 100% of the snaps. But the other side of it is that Buchanan was a sure thing tackler, second leading tackler on the team. And that's something that I think, I'll speak for myself, you start to take for granted a little bit. I mean, it's kind of a baseline expectation for your defense. If you're in position to make the tackle, wrap them up. I mean, you're in the NFL, for God's sake, let's make it happen. But you know how ugly it can get when your team isn't good at tackling. And there was a moment earlier this year, within the first 5-6 weeks of the season, where the Ravens defense was pretty poor at tackling. And at times that's lingered. So I'm not comfortable with losing one of my best guys in that area.
Especially when you're getting ready to play a team that runs the heck out of the ball. You know, I mean, that's going to be the thing. The thing watching Simpson on film is he plays much better when the rotation of defensive linemen is Jenkins and Jones. When it's Okoye and
Urban.
They get up to the linebackers a little bit easier and stuff, and he's not as effective.
Yeah, I think Ray Lewis might have some problem in that scenario. But it's a season-ending injury for Teddy Buchanan, who was having a brilliant rookie season based on his draft status.
Hell yeah.
And his status coming into the season in regards to expectations. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Ravens are 3-point favorites at the home, where they're 3-5 against an undefeated road team, the New England Patriots, who could clinch a playoff spot with a win. We were talking yesterday. You know, if the Ravens went out, they'll go to the playoffs. But come on, man. They've beaten one team with a winning record, and that was the Bears.
Yeah.
Almost two months ago.
I mean, then they got to go to Green Bay without Micah Parsons, which is a huge, huge help.
But the playoff scenarios, we're going to this playoff machine. Cool C brought it up yesterday. If Baltimore beats New England and Detroit beats Pittsburgh, then the Green Bay game for the Ravens is meaningless. Then it's all about what happens in the finale against Pittsburgh. I think. Isn't that what it was?
Well, both. So the Ravens game would be meaningless against Green Bay, and Pittsburgh's game against Cleveland would also be meaningless.
Okay, got it. So that's an all for the Marvel.
It's a lot of moving parts here.
Yes. I mean, come on.
Why? Because what if Pittsburgh lost to Detroit and to Cleveland, and the Ravens go 1-1? Then I guess then they're tied, right?
Go to the playoff machine.
We did this year. I'm not doing it again.
1057 the fan. You want to get in? You can. At 410-583-1057. Theoretically, could the Ravens run the table? I say no.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, but what do you think, everybody? Get in here at 410-583.
I'm the biggest homer in the room.
You should be like with Marge and Bob Bart running around with you. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Sam Cohn will be joining us from the Baltimore Sun, 11 o'clock. Talk about the Ravens heading into this big game against New England at home, where the Ravens have sucked all year long. Got Vinny's film in between about the offense. And then Mike Bordick will be joining us 11:30, Oriole Hall of Famer, talking about the active offseason of the Birds of Baltimore, which I think deserves a thumbs up at least.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Women Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, plus port text, sign up, port text 583-1057. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you. He's our Ryan Seacrest here on 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens offense. Hey, 24 zip. The defense scored one of the touchdowns against Cincinnati, but you get the gist of it. They ran for over 100 yards, and Lamar was sacked four times, though. We'll get into all of that good stuff moving forward for sure. Ravens winning out gets them in the playoffs. Losing to New England puts them at a very serious disadvantage. We all understand that. If the Patriots win, they clinch a playoff spot because they're still fighting off Buffalo for the division. Let me ask you this, because we had a couple people, Nolan, calling yesterday. Well, Ravens play at night. So if the Steelers lose, the Ravens are going to know that they got this, that, and the other thing to deal with. Does that matter at all?
No.
They were 6-5 with two home games. They knew what that was all about. We win these two games. We brought this up too. They're 7-7 now. They win those two home games, which they were favored to win. They're 9-5, and they're getting close to clinching a playoff spot.
Yeah.
So if Pittsburgh loses by 100, I don't think it's going to matter Sunday night at all for their effort level.
No.
New England's going to try again. They're coming off a loss at home where they blew a 21-point lead. If they win, they clinch a playoff spot. Come on, man. I don't get where all of a sudden this Ravens team that has been ragged on for weeks by a lot of the fan base, myself included, and rightfully so, based on expectations. All of a sudden, they're just going to, because Pittsburgh loses, hey, let's go get this. They'll bleep out of here.
No. And with Vrabel, they know Vrabel. Yeah. I mean, they played against Vrabel a bunch of times. You know, and Vrabel knows Derrick Henry. So Vrabel's a competitive dude. They're going to be ready to play, you know, and this is going to be a extremely difficult. I would be shocked, Bob, if New England came out flat, I'd be kind of shocked if they came out flat.
Unless the Ravens flatten them.
Yeah, the only reason they would come out flat, kind of like when the Ravens lost in the fourth quarter to Buffalo, then the next game they were horrible.
Against Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, they pulled away late. Yeah. But, yeah, but point is, I don't think New England's going to be quaking in their boots, and I don't think all of a sudden the Ravens are going to raise their level of play based on what happened in 425. They should be ready to kick New England's ass no matter what happens between Detroit and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, to me, if you're New England, I mean, you got the better record, you got better stats, you're playing better football. You know, you're going on the road in a tough environment, and it's a game that you're expecting to win if you're the Patriots.
Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. It is Woman Crush Wednesday. We're crushing the tunes as you choose them. Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's going on, Bob and Vinny?
What's happening?
I'm all right, man. First time talking to you all week, man.
Well, how you been?
I've been a little down.
Your Cowboys are out.
Yeah, they got a 1% chance of still making it, though.
Yeah,
but
so did Lloyd Christmas of tapping the ass of that girl in Dumb and Dumber. Saw how that worked out for him.
Yeah, man. Then I got these Christmas Day tickets, you know, I bought, and nobody want to buy them. You know, so, I mean, Vinny, I know you still got some ties to Commanders, man. You want to buy these tickets, you know, Christmas, go down and see the what about
Christmas?
You, Bob?
Come on, man. I'll be in Switzerland.
Christmas. Switzerland? Mm. Okay. Nice, man. Were you going to some skiing down there in the Swiss Alps or something?
Hockey.
Oh, hockey. Okay. Okay, cool, man. Nice. Should be a nice trip.
You know what I'm doing on Christmas? Not going to the Commanders game.
No doubt.
I'll be watching it, but I ain't going to.
Hey, it's prime time, man. You know,
like even worse scenario.
5 weeks. Yeah, they should have flexed that game out. But real quick though, I'm not confident in this Ravens game, Patriots, man.
Shouldn't
like, imagine if we get down 21 points, like they had the Bills, we're not coming back. Let's be honest and be real.
The only way is if Lamar becomes MVP Lamar and runs all over the place. He'd have to do like Josh Allen did.
Yeah, and we haven't seen that from Lamar this year. So, I mean, why expect it this game? And I just don't see it. And also, like you said, the Ravens haven't beat a team with a winning record since the Bears, right?
Yeah.
And that wasn't even Lamar. So Lamar haven't beat a team with a winning record.
Yeah, that was Snoop Huntley.
Yeah.
Led that win.
That was Huntley. Yeah, that was Huntley. So I just don't know. Like, I'm not a bet man, but I'm going to bet two games this year. This next week. I'm taking the Patriots. And I'm taking the Chargers, man. And I'm putting big money on those. Because if you look at it, the Patriots are underdog this week. And for some reason, the Chargers are underdog going into Dallas. I don't know how and why, but that's Vegas for you. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong.
The odds makers, they can't quit the Ravens. They can't quit Dallas for whatever reason. And they're still not even quitting the Chiefs, even though they got a crap game coming up here.
Yeah, who's the backup quarterback for the Chiefs now? So they got
Minshew.
Somebody, right?
Yeah,
Minshew.
Oh, he didn't come beat the Ravens a couple seasons ago?
Yeah, but
he beat him a couple years in a row, as a matter of fact.
He threw the pick to kill the game the other day.
Oh, yeah, so he killed their playoff chances, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, all right, well, I guess I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, man, you know, and check in with y'all, talk some baseball, talk something different.
We got Bordy coming up. Hey, good luck trying to get face value for those tickets, by the way.
No.
All right, here's Rashawn. We got time for another call. Nolan McGraw, yes or no? He says no. We'll come back on Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens' offense against Cincinnati. Then we'll get back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Sam Cohn, Baltimore Sun, talking about the Ravens with him as the Ravens head into this game at home. 3-5. John Harbaugh got testy. Talking about their home record a couple of days ago. We'll revisit that one. Whip around 11:15, what happened in the world of sports last night. And we'll go to historic stuff with the Ravens, and it's always good. We're not going to tell you games they lost. And then Mike Bordigori, Hall of Famer, 11:30. Talk about the offseason so far from Mike Elias, which is far from over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right. It was a victory Monday. That loss still, or the win, rather. Freudian slip, perhaps. That win still very much counts in the standings. Ravens 7-7. They go to Cincinnati, taking on the Bengals. We've had questions about this Ravens offense for various reasons throughout the course of the season. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's break down the film. What do they do well, Vinny, offensively?
Yeah, offensively. Let's talk about the offensive line first. I thought in the plays, the run plays that were successful, the O linemen stayed on their feet and got a body on a body. Now, when they didn't get many yards, you know, which we talked about, they had 8 explosive plays, and I think probably 5 or 6 in the run game where they blocked it extremely well and they stayed on their feet and running backs made people miss. I didn't think Voorhees was very good. He flops around too much. He's on the ground too much. And, like, Falele can't cut off the linebacker. You know, they don't sustain ever anything. So unless the run hits quickly, you got no chance. So I thought in the run game, you know, I mean, Harps talks about they played really well in the run game. I think they played inconsistent. And the same thing with the O-line, which is the biggest problem. And that's why, you know, they had 8 explosives. What the reason they didn't was one guy would screw it up. All the time. There'd be one guy.
And it's been the season-long dilemma for the team.
Yeah, and throw Ricard in there, too, and throw, you know, the tight ends in there, too. You know, I mean, the one run they had where Henry went the long one on the first play, Zay Flowers had the best block of anybody, you know, on the corner out there. So, O-line-wise, I mean, they ain't changing. They are who they are. I mean, if they stay on their feet, they do a decent job. If they flop around on the ground, they don't. You know, and Voorhees can't pull. You know, he falls around, you know. And then we talked about it on Monday, Bob. I mean, they had 2 tight ends trying to block, you know, the Murphy, the pass rusher, and that ended up being 2 sacks. So that was, you know, and then another one of the sacks where they rushed 3. That was Lamar's fault. He could have dumped it to Andrews early. He's looking for the big play, you know, and you're going to get sacked. So that's your fault. You could have made a play. So the O-line in the pass game, Bob, they'll make initial. Most of them, most times, they're not just going to whiff right off the get-go, most times. You know, Filele will have one here or there. Voorhees will have one. Rosengart will have one. But they'll stop their guy initially, but then if Lamar holds the ball, then it's over. I mean, there's a clock that it is not a long clock for them, you know, in pass protection. And, you know, the Patriots, they don't have a bunch of sacks. They, you know, I mean, Landry is their guy with 8.5. So he could cause some problems. But the problem that, you know, the Ravens have is the stunting and twisting, man, when they in the pass protection. When people move, that's a bad deal for Filele and for Voorhees because laterally they don't move well laterally. And the thing that bugs me the most about Filele is he wants to reach. And once he reaches, it's over. Patience. Patience. Just sit. The guy's going to come to you. You don't have to go to him when they're stunting and twisting. If you just sit, he's going to come to you, you know. But he likes to lunge and then he'll miss. So that was the offensive line. I thought tight end wise, I thought Andrews, like in his zone stuff, I thought he had, you know, he ran some pretty decent routes and he was open in there. And he caught the one crossing route on the man route. He's not going to get a lot of separation. That is not Mark Andrews. And that was a spectacular throw by Lamar on that one. Thought Zay Flowers, he ran really good routes. And Bob, the one that he dropped in the corner of the end zone, awesome route. It was a great route.
All right, wide open.
Yeah, it was a great route. So he ran some really nice routes. One he dropped and one he dropped for the interception where he ran two spectacular routes. D-Hop's never going to create separation.
But he had the one play for 30-plus yards. But when you watch the film, is he open enough for there should be more targets going his way? Or is Lamar just kind of set on Zay and Andrews and
no.
Even to a lesser extent likely? Because there was no Bateman.
There was no Bateman. And Tez Walker, he was open a few times, but he didn't even, I mean, they don't even look at him. Like Bob on the touchdown to Ali, Tez was wide open too. But, you know, I got no problem with him dumping it to Ali for a touchdown.
Yeah.
The biggest problem, I mean, I think, Bob, you saw with D-Hop when he caught that ball, if he had any speed at all, he outruns everybody. I mean, he stops, you know, and then everybody, you know, because even Harb said, I don't know what he was trying to do there at the end of that run. So, you know, it was kind of because Tez Walker started. It was he and Zay were the starters. And Tez can run. You know, I mean, he's fast. He still needs to work a little bit on some of his route stuff. But I thought the running backs, Bob, ran hard. All three of them thought they did a really good job. I thought Keaton, that's the fastest I've seen Keaton look. So I don't know, whatever he did to his knee, it helped. You know, whether it was he had to tear some scar tissue or whatever it was. And we'll have to ask Dr. Scott Adams about it Sunday night. But he looked really fast. I mean, he was outrunning angles and stuff. So he looked good. I thought Derek had some juice. And they said Derek, he cranks it up in December. And you know he's going to be jacked up to play against Vrabel, you know, on Sunday night. So that'll be big. Lamar, I thought Lamar looked as fast as he's looked all season long on those two runs. And I just wish he'd do it more.
Sure.
Because he shows the ability to do it, and he's probably going to have to, you know, in this game. So overall, you know, they made a lot of big plays, but they couldn't drive the ball consistently because they shot themselves in the foot. You know, they boot, guy didn't take the fake, then the lost yardage play, then there goes that drive. You know, so, I mean, and then the interception, there goes another drive. You know, and then the other ones, they score in 2 minutes or in 40, and one of them, they scored in 42 seconds. You know, and that's why they had 38 gradable offensive snaps.
So, B, C, plus, how we grade the offense here?
Well, I'd probably give them like a B. Because, you know, it's the most explosive plays they had all year, which was good. You know, and to me, Lamar's on the cusp of being able to you know, carry. If he wants with his legs, Bob, for these next three games, his legs are going to play a big part if they go 3-0 in this.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artist or band. Send your request, plus support text line 410-583-1057. Come back, take your phone calls. You want to get in, talk about the Ravens still on the outside, looking in of the NFL playoffs, but can they overcome a disadvantage that they created for themselves at 1-5? And then they're up 6-5 and lose 2 in a row at home. But either way, you get the gist. Sam Cohn, Baltimore Sun, talk Ravens with him. Whip around 11:15, what happened in the world of sports last night. The NBA Emeritus Cup has a brand new champion. Who is it? Stick around for that one. And Towson was in Lawrence, taking on Kansas. Men's college basketball. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Talk to him about the Orioles' offseason moves, which has placed them among the leading odds, if you're going to bet money, coming out of the American League to maybe get to the World Series, and they're not even done yet. All right, let's get out to the phones. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, before we give you an update on what's happening in Miami with their quarterback situation. Let's just say they have a quarterback situation in Miami. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Haney. Sam Cohn's going to be joining us. Baltimore Sud, talk some Ravens with him. Whip around 11:15 and talk Orioles with Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, as the Birds have had one of the more active off seasons in the major leagues, and it's not even January yet. They're going to get another pitcher or two, maybe add another arm to the bullpen. Oh, my God. I'm excited. All right, let's go to James in Pasadena. James, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
You too, James.
Yeah, so I know we talked a lot about the players and the schemes for the Ravens. One thing that might be overlooked a little bit is just the experience that Mike Vrabel has, not just as a coach, but against the Ravens, and his an intimate knowledge of what Derrick Henry can do in situations. I think he's always had our number, it seems, even when he's had four teams, and now he's got a little bit of firepower behind him. I think he's going to be a tough matchup.
I think it's definitely going to be a tough matchup. Vrabel's a good coach.
Hey,
and
thanks, James.
Let me just say this about the Patriots. They're going to be good, very good fundamentally. So you're going to earn what you get when you're playing the Patriots.
But Vrabel, knowing Derrick Henry, because, you know, they were together in Tennessee, yeah, and Mike Vrabel was the head coach when Tennessee stunned the Ravens after the 2019 season. But you know what he can do, but how do you scheme it up to stop him?
Right, you still gotta tackle
Orioles. If the Ravens do what they have to do to maybe create just that little sliver of light for him to get out there and do his thing.
And Vrabel knows this too about Derrick Henry. In December, that's when he plays his best football. And Henry, 11 carries for 100 yards last week. Vrabel's probably like, damn, there he goes again. He's, cranking it up.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel's a very good coach. And just look at the turnaround that New England has had from just last year to this year, where if they win Sunday, they're going to clinch a playoff spot. So we could sit here from a local perspective, understanding what the Ravens need to do to achieve that postseason fun. New England's a game away from it. If they would have won Sunday, they would have won their division, let it slip away. You think they're coming in here flat?
No.
Hell no. They're going to come in here probably pissed off more than anything else. Now, staying in the AFC East, Miami, Mike McDaniel said after the game on Sunday, met with the media Monday, everything's on the table in regards to quarterback play, and literally said it wasn't good enough. Well, put his money where his mouth is. Tua got benched. Tagovailoa. Quinn Ewers will be the starting quarterback against Cincinnati this week.
Yeah, and Ewers struggled at Texas last year. The thing with watching that game, Monday night, Tua was awful. Awful.
Brutal. He had some window dressing crap late in the game.
But, I mean, early on, they're driving in the interception he throws, the softball that he threw out there behind the receiver. I just thought he looked disinterested in – and then, Bob, I mean, how about him? There is such a thing as just throw the ball away instead of getting sacked. You know, how many sacks did he take where, I just scramble, I'm just going to move out. He looks like an old man, trying to move around.
He was a guy, if we revisit his past, premier recruit coming out of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Went to Alabama, won them a national championship, replacing Jalen Hurts, by the way, in the championship game. Then the injuries started to pile up, but when he played, he put up these prolific numbers and famously or infamously now was drafted ahead of Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
I mean, he went 5, Herbert went 6 in that year's draft, and he's had his moments of brilliance.
Yeah.
But the last couple of years, he looks like a guy that is, I know Tyreek Hill is hurt, get it, but come on.
Yeah, and the other thing that bothers you about Tua is, you know, below 40 degrees, for you can, you know, put a check mark. He ain't winning.
Yeah, yeah, that might be the entirety of the team. Achane didn't really
no,
do
none
much.
Of them look. And Bob, and they went in a day early and practiced, you know, in the snow or whatever, what, Thursday night.
And by the way, Quinn Ewers was a big fancy recruit coming out of high school, committed to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Originally transferred to Texas, and going into last college football season 2024, he was one of the Heisman favorites preseason, even though he had Arch Manning breathing down his neck, and now here he is getting a start. But maybe the bigger indictment is Zach Wilson, who was the second pick in the draft, is crap.
Yeah.
Third team, third string. Not good.
Nope.
Making Josh Rosen look like, yeah, I mean, they're kind of, similar. At least he's still in the league. But, you know, Zach Wilson, why? How did everybody whiff so bad on that guy?
I think, you know what happened, Bob, was people fell in love at his workout. Remember, like, he was throwing those balls forever.
And, yeah, and he had gaudy stats at BYU.
Yeah. So he must not be able to mentally handle it.
Well, he's handling nothing right now. Let me just look at, let's see, the 2021 draft. Before we hit the break. And he was the second pick in it, 2021. Let me do this. I'm going to improvise. Vinny, kill time on us. I'm looking his things up. Here we go, 2021 draft. Let's go. Number one, Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. You had to.
Yeah, and he's coming off a pretty impressive, and he's still starting for a team that's going to the playoffs. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance was 3.
Oof.
Yikes. Ooh. Justin Fields was 11.
Oof.
Oh, man. Mac Jones was 15. A lot of whiffs in that draft.
No, that was a bad draft.
No doubt about that. All right, we'll come back. Let's see. We got time for a call and all? Nolan says yes. Let's get out the phone. 410-583-1057. Sam Cohn, Baltimore Sun, 11 o'clock. Jason in East Baltimore. Jason, what's up?
Uncle Bob, Uncle Vinny.
What's up, man?
My guys, look, if y'all know anything about Lamar Jackson, then you got to know that this is the exact game that Lamar going to have his best game of the year. If you look at his track record, first of all, he undefeated in December. But games like we went up against the 49ers on Christmas.
Oh, I remember that. That was a shocker.
Everybody counted us out, right? New England looked good. I'm telling you, Lamar going to have his best game of the year, and we're going to smoke them boys. We're going to deal with them. I think Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson ready to crank it up. I think we haven't played a complete game yet as far as the defense and the offense both yelling at the same time, but we're going to see it this Sunday night, man. I'm telling you. And the guys like Rashawn calling up, talking about he betting against the Ravens. He's going to be eating crow come Monday morning. Yeah. He might not call.
Yeah, I might be leaning in that direction myself, Jason. I don't want to piss off. I'm born and raised in Baltimore. Ravens fan since their inception. But I think New England's coming in here with a purpose, especially after blowing that game last week.
I understand, but they could be flat at the game like that, too. And Drake May, good playing. He is fairly new. He's not a 5 or 6 year veteran. I just don't see the Ravens losing this game. We gotta have it. And Lamar ain't had his Lamar moment all season. It's coming this Sunday, I'm telling you.
Well, let's hope so.
Put it down in the books.
All right, Jason, thanks for the call, and we'll see. After they got blown up by Cincinnati, I thought he was going to have his Lamar moment against Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
didn't happen.
Too. Yeah.
I mean, they've had plenty of opportunities for Lamar moments, and we haven't seen them yet.
Bob,
they beat one team with a winning record.
Yeah,
that was almost 2 months ago.
I keep putting down on the keys to the game. Lamar uses legs and he teases. You know, he'll do it like once or twice. And I'm like, come on, man, let's go.
It's 58-80-105-7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw will come back. Sam Cohn, Baltimore Sun. Talk Ravens with him. Whip around left 15. The Emeritus Cup has a new champion in the NBA. Also, Mike Bordick will be joining us 11:30. Talk some Orioles Funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw. And then news from the Nets coming up at noon. Getting you ready for the Ravens and Patriots. Both teams back in practice today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.